This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Brandenburg Gallery right here in Ely. It's their summer show. Many in the Northwoods know that means one thing, fishing. There's nothing like a fishing trip to the Boundary Waters. BWCA remains a bastion of wilderness, largely untouched since the dawn of time. But something lies undisturbed beneath the waters. Something hungry.
So you sure we're going to find a few good-looking walleyes in this spot, right, Chuck?
Well, that's what Bill Hadovich said. It's his favorite spot.
What makes it so special?
Oh, this lake, it's chock full of walleyes, but no one comes here, except Bill. And he only fishes from the shoreline since it's so hard to get a canoe out here. When he first told me, you might say I was hooked.
Don't start with them fish puns again. You said you'd stop last night.
Oh, no, I didn't. I said I would dolphinately scale back on them. Hey, if you can think of a better one, you better let me know.
Chuck, you got a bite.
Oh, heck, I do. Oh, but Jesus, he's the biggest one I ever got.
Geez. Let me get the net.
Darn line snapped. Oh, I want this one, Pete. I want him.
He must be 6 feet long. That's no walleye. It's a lake sturgeon.
Well, with the fight he put up, I might need surgery for my hernia.
No more puns. Hey, he's on my line. I got him. Get the net. Get the net.
He's headed right for us.
No, don't let him go. Chuck. You okay? Criminy. I never knew a sturgeon so big that he could capsize a canoe.
Oh, you might say the situation is pretty crappie.
What's going on over here?
Oh, it's the DNR. Officer, we got attacked by the biggest sturgeon you ever saw. He knocked us right out of our boat.
A sturgeon? Was he 6 feet long, yeah. Copper-colored with big teeth?
That's him.
Sounds like you guys found General Diablo.
General Diablo?
He's the largest, meanest, cruelest sturgeon north of Tower.
Oh, jeez.
And he's been here for decades.
Decades?
Maybe centuries. He lives off a different kind of philosophy than other fish. Gut or be gutted.
I think that's Darwinian.
Ooh, that is.
A whole Girl Scout troop came here in 32. All we found was a package of Thin Mints.
Thin Mints? Oh.
General Diablo, he hates Thin Mints.
That's my favorite kind, yeah.
I swore an oath that I would catch him, and I'll get him if my name isn't Catherine Ahab.
You don't get out much, do ya?
He's got the scent of you boys, and he'll be back. But we can be ready. This here is a self-detonating non-ferrous sulfide canister with a titanium minnow setter. We get General Diablo to bite into this, and pow!
Is it legal?
Yep. General Diablo's been around so long, they wrote him as a clause into the Registered Allowed Machine Bait Ordinance Act of 1982. That's the Rambo Act.
Rambo? Oh.
You know, that legislation sounds a bit fishy to me.
You know, if there's one thing I hate more than General Diablo, it's fish puns.
Hey, I was just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. No need to eel pout about it.
You boys ever seen Deliverance? It's my favorite movie. There he swims! There he swims, boys! Man your lures!
He's coming up under the boat!
Steady, men, steady! He's biting down! I've got you!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck, but it doesn't look like you'll be able to mount General Diablo over the fireplace.
Well, at least we got away from that crazy Ahab lady. Last I saw, she was laughing and throwing Thin Mints at the belly-up general.
You know, your fish puns don't seem so bad. I guess any fin is possible. What do you think?
It's okay. God be better.